Welcome to HIT Consultant Podcast Series. In this podcast, we will be speaking with Cameron Deemer, President of Dr. First Incorporated. Today's podcast will be about Dr. First Defender and their integrated HIT platform and HIT solutions. Visit them at www.drfirst.com.
Beyond e-prescribing and meaningful use, what other offerings does Dr. First provide? I know you mentioned your Copia product. What other offerings does Dr. First provide?
Yeah, this ties into your original question about, you know, how we transition away from being an e-prescribing company. Mm-hmm. We actually have a pretty large business right now in the hospital space providing pieces of the medication reconciliation process for hospitals. At the time we developed that platform, JCO was requiring hospitals to have a pretty intensive med rec process. They've since backed off on that, but it's starting to come around again. And meaningful use has some med rec requirements that hospitals are preparing for as well. So, you know, we deal with the intake side of med rec to make sure the hospitals have a very solid medication history when the patient arrives at the facility. We draw that from industry sources, insurance companies, pharmacies, as well as data that we custom host in order to provide as complete a record as we can for that patient, whether the patient's able to, you know, effectively articulate it at the time or not. Tied into that, we do provide hosting services to payers and other types of clients as well. If they need to have medication histories, formularies, eligibility, any of those things hosted in order to make them available to HIT systems, that's one of the services we provide. We have an exciting new service called Patient Innovations, which is primarily a compliance and adherence programs. This is something that's fairly new to Dr. First and is just now being rolled out, but it gives physicians the option to enroll patients in compliance programs, help them stay with their therapy, provides inducements to pick up the drug at the pharmacy for, you know, we found that getting that first fill is very important in having the patient comply with the therapy, the protocol the physician has in mind. And it also provides feedback to the physician on the compliance status of the patient, which is a piece that's always been missing. You know, what does the patient do when they're not here in front of me? And now we can help the physician understand they did or didn't pick up their drug, they did or didn't have their refills, you know, on schedule. So you don't end up with that situation where your blood pressure looks great when you're in the office, because you just started taking your meds again, but, you know, for the next 3 months, you don't comply. We're trying to close the gap for the physicians around that kind of thing. And, of course, we just have announced our EPCS platform, where Dr. First is offering the industry a way to get involved immediately with having their physicians being able to transmit electronically controlled drugs. Mm-hmm. Our EPCS platform is not just for Dr. First and our partners. Anyone can access it, whether they do e-prescribing with us today or not, and make it part of their application so their physicians aren't left out of this, you know, key capability that is now possible.
So, I mean, it's really you are putting doctors first, you know, by making that available to everyone.
Yeah, and we actually, this is kind of interesting, e-prescribing of controlled substances requires a couple different things than normal e-prescribing. First, it requires a physician to be identity-proofed in a manner that is approved by NIST. And we've partnered with Experian and Symantec to make that happen, but at a very broad level, not just, you know, the physician base that Dr. First has, but we've contracted with them to provide it at a very reasonable cost for a very large number of doctors. So looking ahead, you know, we've recognized that individual vendors won't be able to contract for that at a reasonable cost, but we can if we do it at a large scale and do it across the industry. So, you know, we've got those contracts in place that will make it very inexpensive to get docs identity proofed. And the second requirement is two-factor authentication. So having secure tokens that the physician can use in addition to his normal user ID and password. And we've also contracted for that on a very large scale so we can keep the prices at rock bottom for docs. This isn't intended to be a, this particular initiative is not intended to be a big profit center for Dr. First. It's really intended to be a way to close the gap on that last, you know, 10 to 20% of drugs that get left out of e-prescribing today, because we think this is just very important to physicians and patients.
Now tell me more about your partnership with EHR Advisor.
Yeah, EHR Advisor is actually our product. You know, working with and well over 200 EHR companies and using and recognizing the fact that physicians will eventually need to move to a medical record system, we wanted to help physicians be able to more easily understand the offerings that are available and how they align with the practice's needs. So we created EHR Advisor as a place where physicians can tell us what they're looking for in an EHR, what would work for them, and then we can make available information about the EHRs that currently work with Dr. First and provide a very seamless upgrade path from the systems the doctor's already using. We also provide, you know, online demos, pricing information, hopefully everything the physician needs to help them make some early decisions about what might work for them, and then they can get in touch with the companies themselves and, you know, have people talk more deeply about it. But we're just trying to demystify the process of making the step to EHR and take any obstacles out of the way that would keep the practice from getting there.
Right, right.
I guess this goes back to our ethic, not only of treating, you know, doing what we do for docs, but also making sure that we are good partners to our other customers as well. You know, we'd really love to see these EHR companies have a smoother path, you know, with their own process of getting their product out in doctors' offices. We think it's good for them, but good for the doctors as well.
And I think that's a totally different approach than, you know, any other, you know, companies that, you know, I've spoken to or even, you know, read about, you know, doing all of these different things, you know, just for the good of the industry, not necessarily, you know, looking at the bottom line. So, you know, I think that approach is great.
Thanks, Fred. It is a little bit different, and certainly Dr. First, you know, in order to succeed, we need to be able to sustain the company as well. But we're really happy to have the opportunity to do things a little differently.
Mm-hmm. Now, since you guys are, you know, your approach is to do things more integrated, you know, even for, you know, just for the good of the industry, you know, right now there's a lot of things going on, a lot of new products coming out. We have mobile health. We have accountable care. It's just so much that doctors are dealing with. Not only doctors, but everyone is dealing with in the industry right now. And it just seems that things are becoming more complicated and not necessarily simpler. It's just, you know, more fragmented. How do we as an industry become, you know, how do we have this integrated solution? Because right now there's a lot of stuff coming out, but, you know, it's just focused in one area here, one area there. And then, you know, certain vendors don't want to play nice and they don't want to interface with this vendor. Or in certain applications, how do we become more integrated as an industry? Because if we don't become more integrated, we're not you know, making any progress. We're just, you know, making things extremely complicated even more.
Yeah, I'm really excited to talk to you about this, Fred. My answer here may be a little contrarian to some of your thinking, some of the way you asked the question. Mm-hmm. This would be a great thing for us to discuss. There are actually, in my opinion, some benefits to a certain degree of fragmentation. I've been thinking about this a lot over the years. When you have a fragmented industry like healthcare, and by fragmentation I'm talking about the fact that we can identify more than 600 medical record vendors right now and more entering the market all the time. I mean, it's clearly a long-tail industry where there's a small number of very large companies, but lots and lots of opportunity for regional players, you know, people who have 400 or 500 doctors and have a tidy little company, you know, in their neck of the woods, companies with 3,000 to 5,000 docs. There still seems to be lots of room for that in the industry. And the question is whether that's a good thing or a bad thing. I would propose that it's a good thing in the sense that I don't know that anybody's worked out yet the perfect way to do this. You know, the very best workflows, the very best insight into clinical status of patients or preventative care. And one of the big negatives is when we try to reduce that fragmentation by imposing very rigorous and onerous certification requirements, for instance, because those become just one person or a small group of people's decision about what makes the right system the best way to do things. And that has the effect of chilling innovation because companies then have to put all their effort into complying with, you know, somebody's idea of what's right, and they don't have the opportunity to put their development resources into new ideas of what might be better. So I recognize the value in integration to the degree, for instance, that it allows systems to talk with one another. Using just the e-prescribing industry as an example, if we didn't have SureScript as the central point through which we all connect to pharmacies, it would be much, much harder to have as much coverage as we have today with e-prescribing. And it probably wouldn't make sense for every company to contract individually with hundreds or thousands of pharmacies and pharmacy chains. So that kind of integration clearly is great for the industry. But the kind of integration that tells you, you know, this function has to be on this screen and it has to be presented in this way in order to be acceptable to the, you know, to the community of payers or government, that can be counterproductive if we go overboard with it. Mm-hmm. So I embrace a great deal of fragmentation. I think it's very healthy until there's enough time to really work out what works best. On the other hand, yeah, interoperability is really important right now, and Dr. First is doing quite a bit of work on interoperability. That's a big part of our platform strategy, is by providing a layer that touches, you know, companies across the industry in different facets of the industry, we have the opportunity to use that network presence to create interoperability at a very grassroots level. So later this year, we'll be introducing actually a very exciting new product that I'm really not prepared to talk about today. Mm-hmm. But in the summer, we'll launch that, and that will, I believe, go a great way toward creating interoperability in a sustainable way. You know, again, think about HIEs and the difficulty they've had finding a business model that makes sense. That's what you get when you impose integration on the industry. But if we let the industry find its own way, we can do it cost effectively and in a way that actually everyone embraces. That's only gonna arise if we have enough fragmentation to let people still try new things. So I don't know if that gets to the heart of what you're asking me.
No, it does. Those are actually good points. You know, in terms of fragmentation, how fragmentation can be good on you know, many different ends. So that's really good perspective, actually.
This has been today's podcast brought to you by HIT Consultant. Thank you and have a great day.